This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The list of possible future state highway projects continues to change as transportation officials discuss shifting costs and needs. Yesterday, the Transportation Projects Commission voted unanimously to advance the idea of replacing the I-39/90/94 bridges over the Wisconsin River north of Madison. The panel of state and local officials also okayed the concept of major safety improvements on U.S. 51 south of Madison. The DOT also got the okay to study potential major work over the next 15 years on 39/90/94 from Madison to Wisconsin Dells. Agency official Jeff Gust says due to COVID's effect on commuting, total traffic on that section in September was down 8% from a year ago. But he says peak recreational and truck traffic have recovered.
The truck traffic is up 4% from September 2019 to September 2020. So what we can say is the long-term work-from-home trends are not likely to affect the recreational or freight traffic travel.
A commission member asked if state projections of traffic increases on 90/94 and other highways take into account the potential for connected and autonomous vehicles, ones that may be driverless and use the internet to connect with other cars, traffic lights, and other smart technology to improve safety and traffic flow. DOT Secretary-Designee Craig Thompson replied.
Obviously, traffic's going to come up some again when we come out of the pandemic, but teleworking moving forward is certainly going to have an impact. You know, to the extent we don't know yet, but we want to be looking at that. Then what is connected and automated vehicles going to do?
The DOT's Joe Nestler acknowledges things may be different in urban areas where there may be more technology and alternatives. He says as the state continues to study potential congestion relief for I-94 near Miller Park, the DOT is committed to considering options.
We're looking at mitigation opportunities for transit, the public involvement.
And the DOT is again promising not to double-deck east-west I-94. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.